A visit by Studio 7 to two hospitals in the capital today, Parenyatwa Group of Hospitals and Harare Central Hospital, revealed that many people were not getting medical attention with no one attending to them owing to the ongoing strike by government doctors. Nesbet Nyoni, who had visited his sick relative at Harare Hospital, said the situation there is now dire.
The problem which we are facing right now is that people are not getting enough treatment from the government hospitals due to the strike being done by the doctors. So we are just appealing to the government of Zimbabwe to facilitate or to initiate with the funds to help the doctors with their salary, so that doctors may come to their respective working places.
Wakefield Mulilo told Studio 7 by phone on his way to Mutoko that his family has just transferred one of their family members who has been at Parenyatwa since Thursday and not receiving any attention.
We have decided to take him to All Souls Mission Hospital in Mutoko, where there are doctors to attend to him. It makes sense because we cannot wait for our relative to die, yet the doctors are not coming to attend to him.
Ruramai Piri, who resides in the Rugare suburb of Harare, told Studio 7 that two people have died in a neighborhood after failing to access treatment at Harare Hospital due to the ongoing strike.
Hospitals are now a death trap. The industrial action has affected a lot of things. Here in Rugare, at least two people have died because Harare Hospital is not attending to the sick. We are now resorting to faith healers.
Meanwhile, Joseph Murau, who was looking for funds to transfer his sick brother, admitted at Harare Hospital to a private clinic, urged authorities to address the doctor's demands to ensure that those who cannot afford high fees charged by private doctors have access to health.
They cannot go there with the influence of other people who doesn't even will to help those people because they don't have any way to start, to go and get attended to the private hospitals. There is no money, there is no proper articulation into those areas whereby you need a relative to go and talk about those areas in terms of the weakness or the challenges or the disease on that particular patient.
Some vendors who operate outside both Parenyatwa and Harare Central Hospitals were also complaining of loss of revenue as their products are no longer being bought owing to the doctor's industrial action. Some nurses and supporting staff at Harare Hospital who refused to speak on tape warned that they will also embark on industrial action if doctors' salaries are increased. Doctors are demanding an increment of their salaries from $282 to at least $1,200 and other on-call allowances. The strike, started by junior doctors some 3 weeks ago, has crippled operations in most government hospitals, especially with middle-level and senior doctors joining the industrial action, calling on the authorities to increase their meager pay and improve their working conditions. The Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association today said progress in negotiations is slow, adding the cash-strapped government should prioritize their plight so doctors can pick up their stethoscopes and save lives. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.